welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Right Now, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." In this scripture passage, Christ counsels not only his disciples, but us to take another look at the fabric of our lives and evaluate it not from the point of view of our culture, but according to his truth. But can we really lift up our laments, as Christ advises, and see them as happy? Can we turn weeping into laughing and welcome hatred just because of our allegiance to Christ? Do we really want to hear his truth? When Christ says, "Blessed are you that hunger now," we may think of the people of the Middle East, particularly those in Gaza who are threatened with famine. When he says, "Blessed are you when men exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil," we may think of the hatred spread by members of one political party against those of another. How is it possible to disregard these negative parameters of our lives in favor of leaping for joy because our reward, as Christ tells us, is great in heaven? Is Christ saying that we should focus our attention on the future instead of the present? I don't think so. Of course, there is a future element to the message. We shall be satisfied. We shall laugh. But we need to note that the comfort Christ offers us concentrates on the present, on right now. He doesn't say that we will be blessed at some future time, but that we are blessed. We are called to find fulfillment in what exists right now: our poverty, our hunger, our weeping, our political chaos. And what of those who seem to have it all? "Woe to you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger." He speaks of those who have settled for a reward that may be artificial, that may turn negative, but doesn't it look rather good to us? Are we lost in this paradox of being joyful over the sadness of our lives and the lives of those who suffer throughout our world, certainly in the Middle East? Can we be happy with the discomfort presently generated in our American Congress? The answer seems to lie in Christ's first statement: "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God," right now, in poverty, hunger, weeping, political chaos. Regardless of how we feel, isn't the answer always, we choose to belong to the kingdom of God? Whatever it takes, we choose to give or give up. We choose to rejoice. We choose to accept Christ's truth. We may even choose to leap for joy, for behold, our reward is great right now.